And now this is a dictation for Michael Paschi, P-A-S-C-H-E. April 8, 1956. Addresses a letter to Angela Jensen. Dear Angela, follow up for Mr. Paschi with progressive renal failure associated to hepatitis C, prior right-sided nephrectomy because of cancer. Renal biopsy suggestive of cryoglobulin disease. Creatinine has risen from 1.6, 1.7 to present level around 2.6, 2.7. There was low complement levels. There was hematuria proteinuria. It's my understanding he has completed antiviral treatment for hepatitis C. We also treated him for mixed cryoglobulinemia, for what we prescribed prednisone rituxan, as well as prophylaxis infection with Bactrin. Present weight, appetite is stable, denies upper lower gastrointestinal symptoms, good urine output. Has COPD changes, but no pyrolemma tiras hemoptysis or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen CPAP machine or inhalers, no chest pain palpitation or syncope, no gross claudication, has edema bilateral, supposed to do salt restriction, has not checked blood pressure at home, in the office was running high, 155-114. Actually, blood pressure at home recently was 130s over 80s and 90s. Present medications include Norvasc, HCTC, Metoprolol. We are weaning down prednisone. Presently, 15 milligrams every other day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. COPD changes, but no respiratory distress, RAL wheezes, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, 3 plus edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, stabilizing around 2.7. Worst number was 3.1. Representing a GFR 27, previously GFR around 40. Normal potassium, mild sodium and metabolic acidosis, low albumin probably from proteinuria. Normal calcium, phosphorus, normal glucose. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hepatitis C induced cryoglobulinemia with progressive renal failure, biopsy proven, low complement levels, completed antiviral treatment, is my understanding, without side effects. I don't see an updated hepatitis C viral titer. He follows with gastroenterologist Midland. We have treated him immunosuppressants with rituxan and prednisone. We started prednisone at 60 milligrams back in January 20th. We will try to wean him down on the next 4-6 weeks, relatively fast. He has advanced renal failure without symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no immediate indication for dialysis. He has high blood pressure that needs to be checked at home. As we are weaning down prednisone, expect improvement. When he is done with the prednisone, we will start Bactrim. Presently, he is not on ACE inhibitors, ARBs. He has nephrotic range proteinuria from above condition. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. We will try to add ACE inhibitors, ARBs, if possible, for proteinuria control. He could also be added sodium glucose cotransporter inhibitors. Continue educating the patient. He's very aware of all of above issues. The changes from cryoglobulins could remain many months after resolution of hepatitis C viruses. He understands what has been damaged will not recover to normal. This will be probably his new steady state. End of dictation.